Interior Design Services. It's currently a sunny 31 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Federal prosecutors now say the former FBI informant accused of lying about Hunter and Joe Biden has admitted that Russian intelligence officials were the ones involved in passing the information on to him, and that those same officials continue trying to influence the 2024 presidential election. A 33-year-old American-Russian ballerina now accused of treason in Russia for allegedly donating $51 to Ukraine.
ABC News has learned she is 33-year-old Senya Karolina, a dual U.S.-Russian citizen from Los Angeles. Her current employer saying she stopped showing up for work in mid-January. Russian authorities releasing video Tuesday showing what is believed to be Karolina seen in custody with a hat covering her eyes, being handcuffed and appearing in court.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. The body of an 11-year-old Texas girl missing since last Thursday in the Houston area found. A friend of Audrey Cunningham's father expected to be charged soon. This is ABC News. The NTSB today set to formally announce what they think caused a bridge collapse in Pittsburgh 2 years ago. A bus and several cars fell about 100 feet. A preliminary report blames drainage problems and a lack of maintenance. Welcome news going out to more than 150,000 Americans today. Their student loan debt is being wiped away.
It's like winning one of those publisher's sweepstakes, except this time the president is wiping out student debt. It's part of his administration's SAVE plan. You get that benefit if you signed up for the newest student loan payment plan and you've paid down for a decade or longer. Meet the requirements and the plan forgives the rest of your student debt. The Biden administration saying it now brings the total relieved debt to nearly 4 million Americans.
That's ABC's Andy Field. And a big change for one of London's iconic buildings, the BT Tower, for decades a hub for British telecommunications, has been sold for just under $350 million. An American company will eventually turn it into a hotel. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny the Wannabe Baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Kirstie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Kirstie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Kirstie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Ash Wednesday is the beginning of the 40 days that the Christian church observes as the Lenten season. By fasting from certain foods and bad habits and self-denial, the Christian prepares for the remembrance of Christ's betrayal and crucifixion. But when speaking of fasting, Jesus said, "When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." I'll still invest some time in the spiritual discipline of fasting to get closer to God, but I won't be wearing it on my face as a badge of honor. That's between God and me. Instead, I'm going to give up Lent for Lent this year. Instead of concentrating on giving up things on the outside, I'm going to give in to the Spirit of Christ that lives in me and celebrate the joyful excitement that comes from a heart that is filled with Christ. Won't you join me in giving in to the precious presence of God this season? When we are living in Christ, we are a blessing to everyone around us.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, unusually warm weather continues around here for the next couple of days. Should be quite delightful for getting outdoors if you like spring-like conditions. Meanwhile, there will be a weather system passing south of us later tonight and early tomorrow, with a few light showers developing with that from Missouri through Illinois into Indiana and lower Michigan. There's a small chance a few sprinkles could work up in the far south or southeast Wisconsin early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, a Canadian cold front will move in by Friday, ushering in some much cooler temperatures, at least briefly. Along with that, a few snow flurries may blow down Lake Michigan and push down through south-central Wisconsin. Friday afternoon, we'll have to wait and see if some of those might drift into our area, but no big deal either way. Dry weather holding on for the weekend, and some warmer air shifting back in by Saturday afternoon and Sunday. Then we'll see the warmest temperatures of the period early next week with gusty south winds ahead of a storm system coming our way from the Plain States that should bring us some precipitation, especially by Tuesday into Wednesday. That forecast for today, partly cloudy and balmy, high at 56, northwest wind 3 to 7, variably cloudy tonight, low 32, tomorrow partly cloudy to sunny, continued spring-like with a high of 57, northwest wind around 10. On Friday, partly sunny and much cooler, low 28, high 37. Saturday, a cool start but mostly sunny and turning breezy, low 15 with a high of 42. Sunday, partly sunny and mild, low 30, high 48. Monday, partly cloudy, breezy and warm, low in the upper 20s with highs in the upper 50s. Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy and still quite warm, spotty rain showers possible. Low near 40 with a high of 62. It should turn much cooler on Wednesday with a few leftover showers, possibly mixing with snowflakes. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It is 31 degrees with occasional sunshine, a high of 55 yesterday. The morning low today was 29. Record high for February 21st was 63 in 2017. Record low 25 below zero in 1959. Last year's high was 34 and the low 14. Sunset will occur at 5:40 this afternoon. Sunrise time will be at 6:50 for tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer is up at 29.87. No precipitation today. And we're up one. Make that now two from the overnight low. It is 31 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, notes on last night's opening of the WIAA girls basketball tournament and details on a hard-fought Badger men's basketball win.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle this Wisconsin winter. They also thank all of their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Ithaca picked up a 54-40 victory over Riverdale on the opening night of the WIAA girls basketball tournament last night. The Bulldogs pulled away in a close game in the last 4 minutes to improve to 15-9 on the season. They will now play in the second round of the postseason Friday night at Highland after the Cardinals defeated Benton 47-31 in another Round 1 Division 5 game. Riverdale led 17-16 at halftime. The lead changed hands a few times in the second half. The game was tied at 38 with 4:40 left. The Bulldogs then proceeded to hit two big three-point baskets, one from Kaylee Miller and the other from Olivia Young, which gave them the permanent lead. Miller led all scorers with 16, including four threes. Josie Lau added 11. J.C. Maxwell scored 5. Kaylee Peterson had 4. Olivia Young and Tristan Peterson each had 3. Holly King had a basket, and Maggie Kirshner made 2 key free throws near the end of the game to help the Bulldogs officially put a win in the column. They made 5 of their 6 three-pointers in the second half. Ithaca was 14 for 21 from the line. Riverdale was led by Zuri Dennis and Macy McKay with 14 points apiece. Kennedy Cooey added 10 points and Ellie Hudson made a basket. Riverdale was 5 for 8 from the line. Ithaca was 14 for 21 from the free throw stripe. Riverdale's season ended with a final record of 8-17. Elsewhere last night in girls basketball, Wazika Steuben with a win as they picked off Seneca, final score of 65-23. Blackhawk 45-37 over Schulzburg. River Ridge beat North Crawford 64-36. It was Belmont 56-36 over Potosi Cassville. Barneville 68-38 over DeSoto. Argyle Pecatonica beat Southwestern 59-42. Royal 70 and Eau Claire Plum City 17. It was Alma Center Lincoln with a 42-33 win over Hillsboro. Cashton got a 55-47 win against New Lisbon. For Kickapoo, they defeated Lafarge 53-30. Jaden Snagel had 11 points to lead the Panthers. And Brookwood was a winner over Wunniwak Center. That final score was 62-56. In Division 4 games, Luther over Westby, 58-29. Lancaster got the win against Iowa Grant, 48-32. Broadhead over Wisconsin Heights, 78-40. Darlington 71, Boscobel 46, and Fenimore over Parkview 72-27. In Division 3, Richland Center saw its year end with a loss at Dodgeville 82-27. 29, the final score. Maggie White had 26 and McKenna Riley 21 for the Dodgers. For Richland Center, 11 points for Kylie Burns and Chloe Darling and Ava Martin each had 5, 3 points apiece for Addie Board and Carly Meaden, and 2 for Ella Weiss. The Hornets' year ends. Dodgeville now advances in the tournament to play Prairie du Chien on Friday night. It was Bigfoot ending the year for River Valley 47-31. East Troy 50-35 over Lodi as well. And in Division II, Lacrosse Logan picked up the win against Toma. That final was 52-46. Lacrosse Central 59-35 over Portage. Sparta 51-33 over Baraboo. Mount Horeb 50 and Delavendarian 41. Milton with a win 86-13 over Monroe. And Stoughton with a victory 47-38 over Fort Atkinson. Church League volleyball last night as the tournament continued. In Division A, Hidden Valley Community 1 down to Voca Bible Church 3, 2-0. And Richland Baptist Temple 1 eliminated Bethel Lutheran 2-1. B Division action. Beulah Wesleyan topped the Mission 2-1. And Boscobel Assembly of God blanked Church of the Nazarene 2-0. In Division C, Church of the Nazarene 1 eliminated Free Methodist 2-0. Grace Community 2 defeated Grace Community 1 2-1. And Richland Baptist Temple 2 got past Richland Baptist Temple 4 2-1. The tournament will continue on Tuesday night, February 27th. In Powderpuff Women's Bowling action last night, the results for the teams, Phoenix Center 17-57, Chetsfield Seed and Such 17-25, Scott King Trucking a 16-97. Richland Family Restaurant had a 609 series, Pine Counseling 595, Scott King Trucking a 594. Top individual series, Cheryl McNerland, 496, Jody Imhoff, 483, Barb Wood, a 470. Barb Wood had the high game, a 196, Jody Imhoff with a 194, and the third best game was Cheryl McNerland's 184. Max Klesmet hit a three-pointer, and the Badgers converted 11 high-pressure free throws in the last minute to hold off Maryland 74-70. 8 of the Terrapins' 13 losses have been decided by one possession this season. Wisconsin forward Tyler Wall scored 18 points and also had half of the rebounds, leading a score sheet containing 4 UW players in double digits. Wisconsin's record improves to 18-9 overall, 10-6 in the Big Ten Conference. Coach Greg Gard's team is off until Tuesday of next week when it plays at Indiana against the Hoosiers. Coach Gard felt they did a better job defensively.
They initiate contact. They come at you. They jump into you. You know, they're physical, coming downhill, specifically him. Reese is a handful in the post as well. I thought we, you know, for the most part, we did what we needed to do, and then it's on the ref. What's he going to call? But much better.
And John Blackwell, the freshman, does some great things.
His IQ as a player, I mean, we find him all the time. We try to teach other guys some of those cuts, and he just comes by it naturally. He does things you can't teach. That's an innate feel. That's, you know, his dad or mom or whoever growing up. He just has a really good, he's a smart basketball player. And that's why we wanted him here, and obviously he's contributing a lot as a freshman.
Greg Gard and the team, the Badgers getting in action again next Tuesday. Maryland, which has lost 5 of 6, travels to Rutgers on Sunday. Marquette starts a 3-game homestand tonight with Big East Conference games against their upcoming opponents, including DePaul tonight. The tip-off at Fiserv Forum is scheduled for 8 p.m. The Blue Demons have an overall record of 3-22 and are winless in 14 conference games. After completing a stretch that included 6 road games in a stretch of 8, the Golden Eagles will wrap up the regular season with 4 home games in the last half dozen. The team is 40-5 under head coach Shaka Smart when playing at home. Veteran coach Doc Rivers says he told the Bucks front office he didn't understand why his predecessor Adrian Griffin Jr. was fired. Rivers recounted his thoughts during an appearance on SiriusXM NBA Radio, the starting lineup show. Milwaukee showed Griffin the door despite a 30-13 record. The Bucks won 2 out of 3 under interim coach Joe Prunty and have dropped 7 of 10 since Rivers took over. Rivers is the team's fourth coach in 9 months. The Brewers are restricting their contract agreement with reserve catcher Gary Sanchez over some concerns about his recovery from a fractured wrist. The Athletic is reporting Sanchez will still be able to earn the $7 million that was tied to the original agreement announced earlier this month. He is expected to play mostly as a designated hitter, but he will also be expected to give All-Star catcher William Contreras some time off. Sanchez has a strong record of performance against left-handed pitchers. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. They guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great buys this month include Prime Guard Ultra Pure Def 2.5 gallon jug is on sale at $8.99. Plus Ace Rust Stop 15-ounce spray can is 2 for $12, and Ace Premium 12-ounce can is 2 for $10. Also, Ace Basic Furnace Air Filters are still on sale. Buy 3, get 1 free, and stop in to see these and many other products at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
You were all she ever wanted. That was once upon a time. She was all you ever needed. That's what makes it such a crime. How you took her heart for granted, how you threw her love away. Now you still don't understand it. If you did, you'd never say it was too good to be true. What did you expect a girl as good as her to? What do you think would make that woman go find somebody new? She's not too good to be true. She's just too good to be true to you. Just because she never said so doesn't mean she didn't see. Every time you stole an apple off somebody else's tree. Late last night that lipstick litter she left on the bedroom door. So you don't get it and you ain't gonna get it anymore. That was too good to be true. What did you expect a girl as good as her to? What do you think would make that woman go find somebody new? She's not too good to somebody new. She's not too good to be true. She's just too good to be true. You expect a girl as good as her to do? What do you think would make that woman go? Find somebody new. She's not too good to be true. She's just too good to be true.
Good morning. Coming up, our entertainment news update and the trivia question of the day from WRCO on a middle of the week Wednesday get together. Here is John Party.
Pardon me, I don't mean to pry. I saw the tears falling from your eyes and I thought, you're too pretty not to wear a smile. Hope you don't mind if I sit down for a while, 'cause I want to keep a little time with you. A little salt and a lime will do. Hey, barman, will you bring us two? I want to keep a little talk about the past. Here's a moving forward and not looking back. Little later we can take it to the dance floor, but until then let's order a couple more cups. I want to keep a little time with you. A little salt and a lime will do. Hey, barman, will you bring us to? I want to keep a little time with you. Talking it all out, seeing what you're all about. I hope you want to keep a little time with me too. It's good to see you laughing. I guess this had to happen. Now let's just get to dancing, 'cause I want to keep a little time with you. A little salt and a lime will do. Hey, barman, will you bring us two? I want to keep a little time with you. Talking it all out, seeing what you're all about. I hope you want to keep a little time with me.
To dance, she loves to make friends with my friends. She don't give a damn what anyone thinks when she says she gonna, maybe wanna get drunk, get waffles at 2 in the morning. If she want it, yeah, she got it, 'cause she got me like that. I will wreck all of my plans, drive until we hit the sand, catch a sunburn while she tans. I would do whatever she likes. Give her Christmas. Christmas in July. She ain't gotta tell me twice. I would do anything. She says she likes it when I hold her hand while they're watching. Yeah, all eyes on us. She got all of my attention. She knows I'm always listening. Hanging off her lips, yeah, 'cause she got me like that. All of my plans, drive until we hit the sand. Catch a sunburn while she tans. I'd do whatever she likes. Give her Christmas in July. She ain't gotta tell me twice. I would do anything. Oh, anything she says. Talk with her old man, put a diamond on her hand. I'd do anything, yeah.
I would wreck all of my plans, drive until we hit the sand. Catch a sunburn while she tans. I would do. I'd do whatever she likes. Give her Christmas in July. She ain't gotta tell me twice. I would do anything.
Mitchell Tenpenny on FM 100.9 and Anything She Says. Well, nearly 40 years after the movie Hoosiers came out, the gym where it was filmed still gets about 50,000 visitors a year. The Hoosier Gym in Knightstown, Indiana, still has the faded locker room, and the playing floor is the original from 1936. The gym has been upgraded to have digital scoreboards and glass backboards. It hosts dozens of high school games each year, and the court can be rented for $1 an hour. Larry Lavelle, a volunteer since 1998 who helps keep the gym running, says when so many people come every year, you know you're doing something right. Well, that's interesting. I've never been there, but it would be fun to go there because I'm a big fan of the movie. And I'm guessing the floor, it's pretty cool, except I'm guessing they've had to redo it. If current teams are playing on it, it wouldn't be the same. It'd be the playing floor, but in terms of the lane was a lot smaller back then in those days. So they've expanded that lane, you know, to make it, I don't know, the dimensions for sure, but it really did used to look like a key. You had a key and then just a real slim lane going right down to the basket. So that's probably changed, but otherwise the surroundings and everything else, they've tried to be pretty true to the original. And Garth Brooks did not have to go far to find a chef to create food for his new bar in Nashville. His Friends in Low Places bar will feature recipes from Trisha Yearwood. She's written several cookbooks and hosted a cooking show. The Honky Tonk on the first floor will feature Brooks' Circle G emblem that was repurposed from the stage used from Brooks' concert in New York Central Park in 1997. Friends in Low Places opens on March 7th. That'll be a big doings.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends. Slip. guess I was wrong. I don't belong, but then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower.
Garth Brooks, of all of his songs, that's probably the most iconic. That's why he's naming his new bar after the title of that song.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage pays more for complete cars, offers farm cleanup, and buys cars and trucks. If it's here, it's for sale. Call 375-5353. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service parts and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
21 before 9, coming up our trivia question of the day. Here is Gabby Barrett.
It's been one of those days I don't want to do twice. No matter what I say, it doesn't come out right. Any one of those nights, will you slap me close till we're out?
Oh,
light street. Watch a full moon crash on some sunrise weed. You can kiss me fast and drive real slow. That old Chevy might take as long as it takes you and Jesus to fix my soul. So pick me up, give me lost way down the back two lanes. Leave a Georgia trip we on up. Get me out of my head and out of this town. And tell me no matter what, you'll be by my side. Everything gonna be alright. Make the world go bad. Yeah, you do me like that when I climb up in your truck. Just pick me up. Just pick me up. Ooh, give me lost way out down a back two lane. Little draw straight way on.
Okay, fun lovers, it is trivia time today. The winning answer wins from Walsh's Ace, a great prize from Walsh's. And who knows, maybe you can utilize something from the Lawn and Garden Center or something for the great outdoors now that we're kind of getting over the hump as far as the winter months are concerned. Here's the trivia question of the day. Which former Milwaukee Brewer holds the team record for most times hit by a pitch? Is it A, Jeff Jenkins, B, Prince Fielder, C, Jim Gantner, or D, Ricky Weeks? Which former Brewer holds the team record for most times getting struck by a pitch? 608-647-4155. Here's Aaron Goodman and Randy Kinder.
The longer I live, the more I'm alive. The older I get, the more I find. It ain't how long it is, it's how well it's lived. It's the journey, it's the ride. The longer I live, the more I'm alive. The longer I live, the more I learn. How to just be patient, wait my turn. We all got dreams to chase. It ain't a race, ain't about coming in first. The longer I live, the more I learn. I need other people telling me who to be. I finally understand that who I am works just fine for me. The longer I live, the less I need. My blessings
count 'em up. No matter how bad it gets, the way it is sure beats the way it was. The longer I live, the more I love. The longer I live, the more I love.
We have found our winner today. Congratulations to Brian Bell. Nicely done there. Which former Milwaukee Brewer holds the team record for most times getting hit by a pitch? The correct answer is D, Ricky Weeks. There you go. We had several guesses for Jim Gantner, but Ricky, who is in first place, was hit 125 times in 4,700 at-bats. So he got plunked quite a bit there. Second on the list is Jeff Jenkins. Prince Fielder is third. Let's see. Ryan Braun is fourth. Fernando Vena is fifth. That one I wouldn't have thought of him at all. And Jim Gantner is actually sixth, which in all the at-bats that Jimmy had, that's actually doing pretty well. He didn't get hit that often. But Ricky, well, yeah, he got it quite a bit. Kind of depends on the player's stance and how much they crowd the plate and whatnot. But if you can get out of it healthy, you know, it's a good way to get on base, right? I wasn't brave enough to take one for the team. And I was usually crouched down in the fetal position when the ball came toward me. But anyway, Ricky is the right answer. Brian Bell wins, courtesy of Walsh's Ace. And Walsh's Ace, of course, of Richland Center and Muscadet, and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. So with spring right around the corner, our garden seeds have arrived. Choose from many varieties of vegetable seeds and many different types of bulk seed corn. Also, we carry maple syrup supplies, including taps, buckets, bags, and many other things. So stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of Lacrosse to see these items and many more. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Winter is the season at Vitesnik Power Sports for snowmobiles and boat shows. Beat the crowds and the admission at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Come see the great deals from brands like Tracker, Sun Tracker, Ranger, Regency, Nitro, Tahoe, Triton, and Sea-Doo. Our clearance models won't last long. Join us at Vitesnik's in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
10 minutes before 9 o'clock, it is National FFA Week. We'll have some fun hanging out with the Weston FFA officers coming up here during our morning show time today. Learning a little bit more about FFA and all it has to offer. We're at 34 with some beautiful sunshine. This is Rick Trevino on the radio and Dr. Time.
Maybe the jukebox.
jukebox will heal up a heartache, but I'd go into debt. Maybe the whiskey can wipe out a memory, but it only hurts my head. Maybe some dancing will pick me up, but the best song always ends. Now I'm down to telling myself time is a fool's best friend.
Doctor, time, have mercy on me.
Don't wait too long,
set me free. Doctor, time, I'm counting on you. You're the only one who can pull me through.
Me hard work can fill up the hours, it don't feel this big. Corpse says a phone call can bring forgiveness, she'd hang up again. Gotta give me something to forget her every time I lay down. There ain't a night goes by I don't wish I'd wake up a year from now.
Doctor, time, mercy on me.
Don't wait too long,
set me free.
Doctor,
time, I'm counting on you.
But you're the only one who can pull me through. Time, tell the truth, you're the only one I trust. How many weeks until I leave this heartache in the dust?
Doctor, time, have mercy on me.
Don't wait too long,
set me free. Doctor, time, I'm counting on you.
You're the only one who can pull me through.
Got the baddest bite.
It's how we were born, how we were raised. From our boots to our last names. We got grit, we got guts, we got pride, we got tough. Ain't no giving up, running through our veins. Backs to the wall, we'll find a way. Never say quit, never say die.
Vox, and we got Fight on WRCO. Trails time coming up in just a little bit here today. A group that is going to be in the area this coming weekend at Crystal Grand Music Theater, and Marty Raybon, their leader, will join me tomorrow on the phone talking about what they've got going these days. This is Shenandoah.
Surprised if she was standing there crying. Oh. On the Cumberland Road.